Welcome to the Hillside Podcast. We trust that you'll be impacted by listening to today's message.
Amen. Thank you. Actually, call me Gary the Hairless. You know, I wish I was Gary the Hair. Maybe one day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sure, what a privilege it is to preach. And you know, when I was praying this morning for this time, I was just overwhelmed with God's love for you and for me. And as I stand up here, I'm just so aware of His immense love. I'm just so aware what precious jewels each one of us are. You know, you're a treasure chest of God's glory. Each one of you. And it's an immense privilege to be able to share God's word with you. But I want you to know, I feel immense love for you, immense love for Hillside. You know, we came to Hillside about 2 years ago, and you guys have opened your arms to us. And this is a very loving community. You guys are loving people. You are lovely people. And I want you to know that today, that God loves you. We love each other. Amen? That's how we know that we are His disciples, that we love one another. And I want to just bring a message of love today, a message of grace, a message of hope, of power, a message that transformed my life when I got saved. When I was 35, I got saved. And this scripture up here transformed my life. And I want to just share good news today. Let's just close our eyes and just ask Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, fall on us now. Spirit of the living God, touch us. Fill us afresh. Set us on fire with love. Let's plunge deeply into grace. Help us to understand how loved we are by You. How loved we are. Oh. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and to all mankind. Glad tidings. Amen. So Jesus is good news. And the gospel means good news. The kingdom of God is about good news. It's not bad news. You know, the old covenant was bad news. Old covenant was do good, get good, do bad, get cursed. Okay, you can read about it in Deuteronomy. But the new covenant, and we are people of the new covenant. When we read the scriptures, we read from the fulfillment of the cross that every promise is yes and amen in Christ. You know, Jesus went around preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. Because people were looking for something new. And I don't know about you, but I want to live in good news. I want every day to be a good news day. I'm fed up with bad news, but Jesus is good news. And His message to us every day is good news. It's grace. The law came by Moses. None of us kept the law. John 1:16, the law was given through Moses, but grace came through Jesus Christ. And grace means God's unlimited, unearned, undeserved favor, blessing, forgiveness, health. It's a whole sozo package. And we need to be living in that every day. You know, I wake up every day and I make that decision to live in the good news. Despite the circumstances of life. And people often say to me, Gary, you've had it easy. They do not know my life. Don't judge people. We all go through struggles. There's nothing that you're struggling with that is not uncommon to man. That's what the Word of God says. But we can decide to let our circumstances drag us down and destroy us. Or we can jump up in the morning and say, Spirit of the living God, fill me today. And move out and gain victory in Christ. That's the good news. The good news, he's done everything possible to qualify you for blessing upon blessing. From the fullness of grace comes blessing upon blessing. And I want to just declare some of those blessings today. I want to speak some of those blessings over you. I want you to in faith, appropriate the blessings. You see, Jesus, he went into the desert. It says that the Spirit in Luke chapter 4, it says the Spirit drove him into the desert. And he had this encounter with the devil. And when he came back out of the desert, it says in Luke 4, he came back full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself needed that power. And then it says in Luke 4:18, he stood up in the synagogue. In the place where people, in Nazareth, where people didn't recognize him as the Son of God. They said, this is just a man from Nazareth. But he stood up and he proclaimed this word. He proclaimed Isaiah 61. He said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, and to proclaim the time, the era, the year of God's favor, that God's grace, God's abundance, God's forgiveness. And he proclaimed this. And I want to tell you, this is not a calling. This was not a gift. This is the proclamation of the manifesto of the kingdom of God. This is what the kingdom of God is all about. I'm going to take my shoes off. Otherwise, I'm going to trip over my neck. I'll trip over my feet and break my neck. I don't normally wear slip-slops, actually. I thought I'd try it today. It doesn't work for me. But this passage is the very foundation of the good news that Jesus came to preach. And then he passed that on. He said, you go into the world and proclaim the good news of the kingdom. You go and testify and witness to me. You see, this was not just an anointing that was on Jesus, because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and through him it has come upon us. Amen. Who's got the Spirit of Christ in them? Amen. Because it says if you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, you don't belong to Christ. So we have the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit working in us. And what is the purpose? The purpose is to go into the world and to proclaim the kingdom, to proclaim the good news. See, the new covenant, the old covenant, people were waiting for the new covenant to come, and it was fulfilled at the cross. Not before the cross, but at the cross. The old covenant ended, it was nailed on the cross and declared fulfilled by the blood of Jesus. From then on, we are in a new covenant. And the new covenant is powerful. The new covenant qualifies us for this. The reason, if you look in Isaiah 8, I couldn't get it on the page, but it says, it actually says in Isaiah 8, in my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. He was pointing forward and said, this is about a new covenant to come, fulfilled in Christ. Jesus stood up and said, today this is fulfilled in me. So we live in all these promises that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to go and preach good news. I see many people bound. I preach, this, by the way, was in Kenya. I was in Kenya 2 months ago. I was preaching on the street on this passage. And at the end of this passage, it talks about a double portion. So the Lord declares, you will receive a double portion instead of shame. And just in case you didn't get it, he says it again. My people will receive a double portion. So it's like a double portion squared and then squared again. And I don't know like mathematically, but that must be thousands of double portions. Who wants to live in a double portion? I don't know about you, but like I just see people walking in such poverty and lack. And yet the new covenant is about a double portion. As I was preaching about the double portion, can you see what happened in the sky? Two rainbows appeared. That's amazing. I don't know about you, but how often have you seen two rainbows? Probably two or three times in my life. But as I'm preaching to these poor people about the breaking of the poverty spirit and the declaration of the Spirit of the Lord bringing double portion, so in the sky, everybody's like, wow, look. And you know, covenant, the rainbows represents covenant, hey? This is the double portion covenant. See, the Lord confirms his words with signs and wonders following. I mean, I was just amazed as everyone else. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Lord. You know, yeah, it's good news. So I want to just declare to you today that this is good news. This scripture up here is something we need to meditate on and we need to appropriate because it is not a gift. It's a mandate of kingdom living. It's the man, you know, like the Communist Party had a manifesto. Are you with me? Something that everybody lived by, everyone expected to be seen, worked out. This is the manifesto of the kingdom. That is why when Jesus came out of the desert, the first thing he proclaimed was this. This today is fulfilled. And if you've got the Spirit of the Lord upon you and living in you, these promises belong to you. But not only do they belong to you, they are yours to go and give away. And I want to say to you that God's shifting something this year. The beginning of the year, I sent out, the Lord gave me a prophecy. And I sent it out. Some of you may have read it, I don't know. But the prophecy was, there's a great harvest coming. And the harvest is going to be founded on God's grace and goodness. And there's going to be a massive harvest. That's what the Lord showed me, I think it was in March or April. What we've seen this year prophetically across the world is people are shifting back into intentional evangelism. You see, for the last 10 years or so, we've been founded in relational evangelism. Richard talked about it last week. And I don't know about you, relationships are great. I'm a relational man. I love people. But to be honest with you, the harvest has been a bit skimpy with my relationships. You know, probably in the last 10 years, probably led a handful of people to the Lord. But in the last year, the Lord has intentionally sent me out. I am not naturally an evangelist, but the Lord has intentionally said, Gary, I want you to go out and prophetically act out the harvest. You with me? So I've been to Swaziland, I've been to Kenya, I've been to Zambia, Zimbabwe, all in the past 6 months. I've been out on the streets in Wentworth. Now, this is a choice, people. And I'm not saying all of you need to do this, but I am saying to you, in the going is the power. We are not spiritual couch potatoes. We are called to be goers. We are goers. Give it a go. And I want to encourage you, if you're feeling oppressed and down and overwhelmed by the circumstances of life, which I see many are at this time, it's in the going that you find the freedom. It's in the giving that you receive. The more you give, the more you get. To those who have, more will be given. You with me? To those who give, more will be given. And I want to encourage us that next year and from now, the Lord's calling us to go. It might be that you go into your school, into your workplace, into your family, and share the good news. And you will see things shift. It's not easy. I mean, I ministered with some guys. I mean, they walk in such an anointing. I like sit there. I mean, we prayed with someone this week, a family. They were so oppressed. We went into this family and they asked us to, the guy I'd prayed with about 6 months ago for a release from pornography. This guy was being robbed. His family was being robbed because he had opened the doors through pornography. He'd given a platform for the devil to rob him. Guys, if you're bound in pornography, get set free. You can say no. Let me tell you that. I think it's Titus 2:12. It says, for grace enables us to say no. And these people, this guy was bound in pornography. But this says he's come to set the captives free, to release the prisoners from darkness. It's a very dark thing. Prayed for him about 6 months ago. He got set free. He phoned me last week. He said, you know, I'm so free, I can't believe it. Can you come and pray at my house for my wife and my son? We went and prayed, myself and another guy. this guy moves in such an anointing. We went in, we shared the good news. Just touched the wife, touched her. She melted like wax. That's the only thing I can say. It was just like somebody had pulled every bone out of her body and she went boop and spread out on the floor. it was like a movie, you know? It was so strange. And then the Spirit of God just came upon her. And she was wailing with pain of brokenheartedness. See, he's come to preach good news and to bind up the brokenheartedness. And I just have a sense today, by the way, that the Lord wants to minister into some brokenheartedness. I think a lot of hearts have been broken this year. A lot of hearts have been broken. And the Lord wants to apply his balm if you are feeling broken and shattered. And this lady, she came like after about 10 minutes and we just prophesied over her, just prophesied. And as we prophesied, she was crying more and more. I was like, wow. The team was just prophesying so accurate, it was scary. I mean, I'm sitting there like, Jesus, I've got like one word, you know? but that's why we need to work in teams. She got up and she was like, wow, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. She said, I feel so free. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Guys, we can do this stuff. You know, I must be honest with you. I felt like I'm standing with this other guy praying. Yes, the accuracy of his words in that were just astounding. But then the Lord gave me stuff, you know, and I speak them over, and boy, off she goes again. You know? But it was about teamwork with this anointing. And this anointing is for everybody. This is not something you have to get. It's something you have because Christ lives in you. Okay, we all have the same portion of this blessing, but what we do need is the faith to apply it. Amen. And I don't know about you, but this is the kind of thing I signed up for. And maybe that sounds the wrong thing to say, but I don't care. You know, when I came to the Lord, you know, I heard this stuff. John Wimber and those guys, remember those things, power evangelism, you know? I'm like, yes, I'm going to go out on the streets and do this. I want to glorify the name of Jesus. I want to raise the dead. I want to heal the sick. I want to cast out demons. And you know, in my naivety, I went and I saw it happen. Because I didn't analyze things. I didn't intellectualize things. I read the Word of God and I believed it and it happened. You know, when it stopped happening, when I started reasoning about things. Reason is our biggest enemy. Kingdom of God has no logic, no reason. It's not logical that a guy died on the cross for you. That God actually died on the cross for you. That's not logical. You can't intellectualize that. But when we move like childlike joy and childlike faith, we see people set free. After we prayed for this woman, this was on Wednesday, her 14-year-old son was standing there. And we said to him, have you ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit? And I see this guy's eyes were like quite big. He says, well, I go to this church and, yeah, the Spirit moves sometimes. And I said, no, but have you actually ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit? And he said, I think so. So he said, would you like prayer for it? And he said, no. So we're like, oh, okay. But then we started prophesying to him, you know. And then we asked him again, are you sure you don't want prayer? He said, okay, you can pray for me. We put hands on him and blew on him. You know the formula. You know, and the guy went, whoa! Well, for that, I thought, I must be honest with you. I'm like standing there thinking, well, maybe he's acting. I mean, this is a cynicism and skepticism of the devil coming in. And he's like down and he's like lying there. And he gets up and he says, what was that? He said, I've got electricity flowing up and down my body. Up and down my body. He says, what is this? And then the word to him was, now hang on a sec, God's not finished. So he says, what do you mean God's not? No, there's a fire coming on you now. And then he starts going, oh God, my back's on fire. He's like, whoa, there's a fire coming up. This is a 14-year-old kid. You know, and I'm standing there watching this, and I've seen this stuff before, and I've ministered this stuff. But I want to tell you, I don't know about you, but for me, it is such an affirmation of faith when you see people get touched like that. And guys, we can do this. We have to step out and move in faith. And if we fail, move again. Get up and do it again. Because this promise in Isaiah is for all of us. It's for all people out there. Otherwise, we just wither away. We just get drier and drier and drier. Guys, it's in the going. It's in the stepping out that we see God move. That's why God's restoring us from relational evangelism into intentional evangelism. My experience is when we go to get the lost saved that you see signs and wonders. You know, we see stuff in the church here. But you know, I've preached in many churches all over the place. And I'll be honest with you, the power of God comes when you're out there preaching and saving souls. Because he confirms his salvation and his word with signs and wonders. We get it here, but it's in the going. See, it's when they went out. Paul himself, God said to Paul, he said, In Acts 20, 24, he says, I am sending you to the Gentiles to draw them from light, from darkness to light, from the power of the devil to the power of God. Paul said that. He said, may I finish this race and preach this, drawing people from the power of the devil to the power of God. Let me tell you something. The devil is real. And he's a liar. I know we don't like talking about him because we think it glorifies. What glorifies the devil is when we give him footholds into our lives and we make out he's not there. What destroys the devil is when we go after him and destroy his works. For the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3. How much evil do we see around us now? Lots. And we are the agents to destroy the works of the devil. We take this word. We set captives free. We release the prisoners from darkness. We bind up the brokenhearted and we proclaim the year of God's favor. Amen. I love this stuff, man. So I might be coming across a bit heavy, but tough. Toughen up, guys. Kick back, you know. It's okay. I can take it. But I'm serious. I long to see the church moving in this, and I do see it all over pockets. And God wants to do this in this church. He wants to restore something in this church, a power, a zeal, and a fervor to stand up for what is right, to stand against evil. To kick spiritual butt. Amen. We're soldiers for Christ. Paul said we're soldiers. That's why we got armor, guys. Don't give armor to civilians. Yes, the war's won, but there's lots of battles going on. We know the victory. You know, God didn't make hell for man. He made it for the devil and the demons. But let me tell you something. There's some people going to hell. Because we forgot to tell them the good news. Now, again, I know that's not a popular message. But God would have that nobody is condemned. Nobody is lost. That's the heart of the Father. But he gives us free will. You see, you can have free will to enter into this, free will to give your life to Jesus. Or you can be dragged off into an eternal hell. Some people are living in hell right now. I know plenty of people who are living in hell right now. And the sad thing is, they're going to go on living in hell. And our calling is to proclaim good news. Jesus loves you. To all who would receive him, they have the right to be called children of God. Amen. To all who would receive him. And even today, I just have a sense that there's maybe a couple of people here that you've never actually given your lives to Jesus. You've never actually received Jesus into your heart. Maybe you've been coming to church for years, like I did. I went to church as a kid, but I only gave my life to Jesus when I was 35. I actually was quite anti-Christian and anti-church because I grew up in a traditional church. But when I was 35, Spirit of God came upon me. But you may be sitting here today thinking, have I actually given my life to Jesus? And I want to just say to you, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that all who believe in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. He did not come to condemn, but to save. And today, if you are not saved, if you don't know that you're saved, I'm going to give you an opportunity just now to respond, to let Jesus into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. You see, you can have a knowledge about Jesus. You can know about Jesus, but we're not called to know about Jesus. We're called to give him lordship. We're called to allow him into our hearts. We're called to die to self and be born again in him. So I know this is a church where hopefully everybody's saved, but it could be, you know, I did this in Kenya at a church conference. There was about 1,000 people. No, it was about 500 people on that day. At a church conference where everybody was saved. And I did this and I said, does anybody, and I was very clear, if you've never given Jesus your life, you've never accepted him as Lord and Savior, come forward now. Now, I was expecting 2 or 3 people come forward. 105 people came forward. 105. I was like, what? This is a church conference. These guys have been going to church for years. But you see, there's a difference between going to church and being saved. So if you're not saved, I want to give you an opportunity just now to get saved. Because God loves you. And you know what? How do you know this is for you? As I'm speaking, your heart's beating and you're thinking, do this. But you feel your blood pressure rising. You feel like somebody's put a spotlight on you. Then that's you. No brainer. Come forward. We'll do that just now in the ministry time. You see, in verse 2 of this, it says to proclaim the year of God's favor. Do you believe you are under God's favor? Do you believe it? Turn to your neighbor and say, I am under God's favor. No, man. Please. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm under God's favor. I know you hate it when people tell you to do stuff like this. But you know what? It's a declaration. You're declaring it and witnessing to that truth. You know what we declare with our mouths is important. See, God wants to bless us. God wants us to live in his favor. He wants to comfort those who mourn. Again, just now we're going to have a ministry time. I want to pray for people who are mourning and grieving. Because this year, a lot of us have been robbed. We've been robbed of loved ones. We've been robbed of finances. We've been robbed of blessings. And there's like people are carrying a heaviness. He wants to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Crown of beauty. Guys, he wants us to look at life in a beautiful way. South Africa at the moment, everything's like dust and ashes. It's like, whoa, woe is me. Ah. You know, everyone's depressed. Everyone's negative. You know what? That is not the kingdom of God. That's another kingdom. And I want to encourage you, take your eyes off that kingdom. Kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of negativity. Kingdom of judgmentalism. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on the beautiful things of life. And you know what? When you fix your eyes on, you become. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the most beautiful thing. He's given us the most beautiful kingdom. Oh. And he wants to bestow on us the oil of gladness. You've heard me preach on this before. Jesus is unique anointing. You know what? In Hebrews 1, it doesn't say he's anointed with love. It doesn't say he's anointed with power. He says he's anointed with joy. Hallelujah. I was preparing this morning. And the joy of the Lord just came on me. I was just drunk. This bishop, we went up to this meeting. So there's like 1,000 people, and the bishop's a friend of mine. So he oversees a whole bunch of churches in Eastern Kenya. And I was preaching on the oil of gladness. The joy came upon the whole eldership of these guys. Now you know African church, very formal, hey? Everybody's in suits, you know, Pentecostals. Everybody's in suits. Everybody's very formal, you know, all the formal seating. And the next thing, the bishop is like staggering around, drunk in the spirit. Drunk in the spirit. He he takes a mouth organ from this little kid, puts it in his mouth, and is like dancing around for the next 2 hours, blowing these most out-of-tune tunes you've ever heard. But the spirit of joy came upon him. This is a guy now who's heading up like 22 churches. And it was just great to see because it just broke like a heaviness. Want some joy? John Dixon. John Gold is laughing. Jesus said, I've come that your joy may be complete. I don't know about you, but I haven't got complete joy, but I certainly want more. There's nothing wrong in being joyful. It's actually the anointing of Jesus, Hebrews 1. You can read it for yourselves. And he wants to give us joy. He wants to give us praise instead of heaviness. Lord, in your name, I just break every spirit of heaviness. Break every spirit of heaviness. And I declare joy. I declare praise. You know, the lady there, I think, is that pink that you're wearing or orange? I don't know. Can you just stand up a second? I just really felt the Spirit of God who was wanting to minister to you joy, but also prophetic anointing. I don't know if you've ever moved in the prophetic, but God was like showing me that he wants you to, I had that picture of Elijah who actually lifted up his dress, Elijah, I think it was, and he ran before the chariots. You know, and I just feel the Lord wants you to run where maybe you've been holding back and you've been standing still a little bit in your walk with the Lord. Is this right? And he's wanting you to actually run before and proclaim the prophetic word. And I believe that's something he's going to train you up in and he's going to release you in. And you need to actually know that it is God. The people will sometimes come against you and you feel your voice has been stilled. You know, that you haven't been given the platform you need. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to break out as a daughter of God and to move in that prophetic voice. Can we lay hands on her and just let's pray for her? And I just really sense God wanted to bless you today. Just come, Holy Spirit. More, Lord. Just more, Lord. Just more blessing. More blessing. More blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there somebody called Rory? 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 Someone called Rory? No. Okay, I just had a word for somebody called Rory, and I don't know if you're not here, but or if you know somebody called Rory that was bound and looking for breakthrough. Does anybody know somebody called Rory looking for? Okay, so there's a lot of Rorys. But maybe just take that to, I just had a sense that this Rory was on the edge of absolute despair. And God wanted to speak to him today through us and say, no, step into this. So if you've got a Rory in your life, roar at him. The love of God. So he can be a Rory. Okay, Rory, we roar over you. Roar in Jesus' name. Freedom and breakthrough. The lady's gone. There you are. Were you sitting down here just now? So I just felt the Lord wanted to minister this word about brokenheartedness. I don't know what that means, but I felt the Lord wanted to minister something to you today about the restoration of a relationship where there's been some woundedness in the past, where maybe there's even, like, it's like, I don't want to get heavy, but like someone had, like, stabbed you, almost like in the back, and the Lord wanted to heal that and restore joy to you. I don't know if that means anything to you. Yeah, so I just really saw the Spirit of God just resting on you just now, and he wanted to bring restoration where something's been lost, and especially in the area of relationship. Okay, so Lord, just touch her now and just come upon her. If the guys up there can just go and pray, just lay your hands on this lady up the top there, and just this in faith, just that the Spirit of God, Lord, you come to bind up the brokenhearted. You've come to bring release from circumstances that have robbed us, especially in the areas of relationships. Thank you, Lord, that you are about love, you are about forgiveness. And Lord, where words have been spoken that have wounded, we just pull those words out now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, and then I just want to finish off by, as I said earlier, he actually says that we'll be called ministers and priests. Every one of us are called ministers and priests, and that he will provide for that calling. It's amazing. You know, I took this literally 20 years ago. I don't want to say I haven't worked for 20 years, but since 1996, I've virtually just collected every month an income through some property things that the Lord put me into. And the Lord said to me, I will provide, go and do this and this and this. And I want to declare that over all of us. The Lord has a plan of financial stability for all of us. For every single person. It says here, you will be called ministers and priests of the Lord. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. And foreigners will work in your fields. And you will receive a double portion in the land. You see, the Lord has plans for us to bring us into financial freedom so that we can be a blessing to others. Now, I took this word literally, and I sold my businesses. I was a property developer, and I said, Lord, I'm going to serve you full time, but I need money, and I don't want to draw it from the church. And the Lord gave me a plan, and I put that business plan into place, and every month now, for 22 years, I have just drawn on that plan, which the Lord, and let me tell you something, it was a plan of faith, and a plan, when I tried to put it into effect, everybody said, are you insane? This will never work. But you see, I used to be ministering in a church, and then I'd have like 100 people building houses for me, and I used to pay them per brick, and every brick, it was like R1 for them, R1 for me. You with me? And you multiply that 100 times. So I used to sub everything out. And they used to be working, and I would be ministering and receiving the blessing. And I want to say, you don't have to be me, but I want to pray just now for release from financial freedom. Because there's a poverty spirit that seems to be taking hold of this nation again. And the Lord wants to break it. It says in 2 Corinthians 8:5 that he became poor that we should become rich in every way. Amen. Now, I know people are like, oh, it's prosperity gospel. You know, money, money, money. Yep. We need money. We don't need to be enslaved by money. It needs to be our slave. Amen. We need financial resources so we can advance the kingdom of God. And this thing about, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Old covenant. In the new covenant, you will receive blessing upon blessing, favor upon favor. And he became poor that we should become rich in every way, not just in finances, but every way. Now, you can choose to reject this word or believe it, but I want to pray for people just now for a financial freedom. But before I do, I want to ask, is there anyone here? Can everybody close their eyes? Can I ask you to close your eyes? And I want to do an altar call. We haven't got an altar, but we're going to do a call. Lord, if there's somebody here now, Holy Spirit, just come upon them and touch them. If you've never given your life to Jesus, if you don't know that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior and reigns in your heart, I want to give you this opportunity now. Because you are part of the great harvest that's going on across the world. If your heart's pounding now, I want to tell you that's God. That's God's love touching you. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to count to 10. And upon 10, I want you to raise your hand if you want to give your life to Jesus. If you want to die to self and be born again by the Spirit of God. So 1, 2, come Holy Spirit. 3, 4, 5, upon 10, I want you to put your hand up. Everyone keep their eyes closed. 6, 7, 8, Spirit of God. 9, if that's you now, put up your hand. 10, just lift your hand if you want to give Jesus your life today. Anybody here who's not saved? Anyone here? Anyone? Anyone? If your heart's pounding now, that's you. That's you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you that everyone here is saved. Everybody here knows you as Lord and Savior. Thank you that you have sealed that with your Holy Spirit. Last chance, guys. Okay. Thank you, Lord. And now I just want to, you know what? I'm going to do that every time I preach. I'm going to join in with what the Spirit of God is saying and saying the harvest is ripe. You know, people need to be challenged on that. Because I know for 35 years I was in and out of church and nobody offered me that opportunity. You know that. So I want to also invite you guys to be bold in that. Guys, I want to actually pray for two things. For if you are feeling brokenheartedness and a mourning, like a grieving, there's like a deep grieving. It's like you wake up depressed. If you wake up sad, I'd like you to stand up and come to the front. The other thing is if you feel that you're under this financial burden that you can't, it's like poverty has come back onto your life and you don't seem to break out, I also want you to come to the front and we're going to pray for you. So just be bold now. If you feel in any of that stuff, we need to be bold. Just come to the front. Just let's stand here. So if you are sensing, I'm just struggling all the time with this sadness. It says that he's come to set people free. Just come forward now. Come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit. And maybe I could ask the worship team just to gently sing some worship. And so if you carry in mourning in your heart, if you feel you've been robbed, and then can I ask people just to come and stand next to each person, to stand in a row if you want to be ministered to. And can I ask if someone just comes and stands behind and you put your hands on the person and just let's pray together. Let's pray together. Just come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we are people of faith. We are people of faith, and I declare freedom. Freedom in Jesus' name. Freedom. Freedom in Jesus' name. Just come, Holy Spirit. Just more, Lord. More. Come, Lord. Just break. Just break that grieving. I just break this grieving. I break this brokenheartedness right now.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your story if you've been encouraged by this episode. You can connect with us on Facebook or leave a review on our podcast.